Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
from one of the top 10 bassists going these days, according to Downbeat Magazine's Reader's Poll. That was New York City musician Mark Waid with the 2017 cut Wide Open off his latest effort called Moving Day. And the title of this album is all about his globe-trotting youth moving around the upper Midwest. But for the last 20 years, he has been firmly planted in his home of New York City. And he's sort of a late bloomer on the jazz scene. In 2015, he released his debut album called Event Horizon to international acclaim. And this latest album is only his second solo project, and he's been around for quite some time now. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, he talked about why it actually took so long.
But it was something that I was always acutely aware of, that I did not want to put out a CD unless I really felt it was really something that I felt was special, something really worth contributing, you know, to the music. So I knew that when I was leaving school, while I was making a living as a player and I was a professional, as far as a solo artist, I didn't really feel that my playing or my writing was really ready to put down something that was going to be up to snuff, in my opinion.
So his lead up to albums included some good, solid real world education. So from 2013 to 2014, he served as the artist in residence at the Flushing Town Hall, where his ensemble, the Mark Waid Trio, performed. In 2012, he performed with the great Jimmy Heath as a part of the Four Black Immortals East Coast Tour. And over the years, he has played with the likes of James Spalding, Harry Whitaker, Peter Eldridge, Don Byron, and he's appeared on the Today Show with Stacey Kemp. He's also quite busy with orchestral work, and he's a faculty member for a jazz program at Lay University, and he's the founder and director of the New Music Horizons. And that just happens to be a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the work of emerging jazz and classical composers. He's a great cat, great to lead this show off with Mark Waid. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that boasts quite a crop of jazz bassists, from Bob Bowman to Gerald Spates, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to layer your music world with a bit of that jazz macho. So one of Mark's teachers was the prolific jazz veteran bassist Mike Richmond. He actually played with Miles and so many others in his career. As we get into the tune Blues for Spock off the 1990 album Dance for Andy, let's have a listen to Mark talk about his mentor.
I studied with Mike Richmond, a great bass player and a pedagogue at New York University. And Mike, for those who might not be familiar with his work, Mike recorded and played with all of, you know, the big great names of the day and beyond. I mean, having, you know, recorded and played with Miles Davis and Stan Getz, you know, just such a long list. And having a teacher that had that kind of breadth of experience, both at a high level of music and across genres, that was a perspective that I really appreciated as someone who did not come to music with jazz as my first love. That wasn't what originally had turned me on to music. It was more popular music. Having someone who just in general had that kind of musical perspective, that there's a lot of good ideas out there and that you should just have your ears open in general.
We'll be right back.
Hi, this is New York bassist Mark Wade, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
We'll be right back.
So that was a true meeting of modern and historical jazz masters of their craft. Keyboard virtuoso Chick Corea and master drummer Steve Gadd with the tune, like I was saying, off their newest 2018 CD collaboration called Chinese Butterfly. These cats have been at it as a collaborative outfit for almost 50 years. The sounds of this disc have been called barnstorming funk-based workouts, dazzling and intimate lyrical excursions, and Spanish-hearted improvisations that set a new standard for no boundaries for jazz. The album's title hints at a rare and transfixing beauty of its music. Steve and Chick use their shared history for a 2-CD set that is worthy of a room in your collection. From a new band I ran into recently, and I'm very glad I did. It's out on iTunes. This is the hip outfit simply called Peru 70 off their 2017 self-titled release. This is the song Retro Bala as we keep this hour of jazz going right on down the road.
La atmósfera estaba cargada de electricidad en el estadio de Rosario. We'll be right back.
para tirar la puerta.
Arturo Sandoval, and you're listening to Mio Jazz with Joy Dimino.
Thank you.
That was veteran jazz trumpeter and composer John McNeil with the 2001 song Lose My Number off the CD called Fortuity. So he's been at it for over three decades, and he is a creative force. He has toured with his own groups and received widespread acclaim as both a player and a composer. His trumpet style communicates across the full range of contemporary jazz, and his compositions combine harmonic freedom with melodic accessibility. He's played with the likes of Horace Silver's Quintet, Jerry Mulligan, and the Thad Jones Mel Lewis organization, along with Slide Hampton, and he just keeps on going out there. This is a brand new one from one of my favorite cats on this entire planet. He's a friend of the show. This is the prolific Hammond B3 musician, Dr. Lonnie Smith. This is something we are ready for here in Kansas City during this winter of ours. This is the song Up Jump Spring off his 2018 CD, All In My Mind, as this warm hour of neon jazz carries on. Thank you.
you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
Thank you.
from the hip new modern jazz band that is becoming a favorite around here on Neon Jazz. That's the outfit known as Go-Go Penguin with the tune Return to Text off their 2018 CD, A Humdrum Star. Different worlds have always collided with the sound of Go-Go Penguin. This Manchester-based trio conjures up a richly atmospheric music that draws from their shared love of electronica, their grounding in classical conservatories and jazz ensembles, along with indie bands, and a merging of acoustic and electronic techniques. Did you get all that? Because if you did, that's them. Over the past few years, they have traveled the world, and they're not slowing down. They're actually speeding up, way up. They have a lot of fans out there. Led by MacArthur fellow and jazz drummer Danfis Prieto, we give you the Cario Sextet, an all-star ensemble formed in the image of Danfis's own groundbreaking group. This is the tune Sunspot 1 off the 2018 CD called Transition on this brightly lit hour of Neon Jazz, kids.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Daphne Prieto. I'm a musician coming from Cuba. I am a drummer, composer, and a music educator. And you're listening to Neon Jazz, and I hope you're liking this program. Enjoy the show.
That was the very talented jazz pianist, musicologist, educator, and author, Lewis Porter, joined by his quintet with the tune Lester Young Samba off the 2002 CD Second Voyage. And this final cut comes from a friend of the show and Michigan-based trombonist Michael Deese with a cut off his latest 2018 CD called Reaching Out. This tune is called The Takeover. And we hope that you dug our musical takeover on this last hour that was and is and shall be. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and the veritable leader of this jazz takeover, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
Reach out to us. Let us know what's going on. We always dig you, and we want to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.